Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I am your host, John Cena Weevil here. Let's get right down to it. This is the week after WrestleMania. So, I watched a lot of wrestling. And how can I top that? By watching more wrestling for Shot in the Dark. So, the first show is AEW Dark Elevation. This starts with Layla Hirsch defeating Ella Envy very easily with a running knee. Envy's making her AEW debut, but she had just appeared as part of the NWA Crockett Cup as she's in a tag team with Kenzie Page. Match number two was Brock Anderson and Lee Johnson, not going by the, I guess, the Nightmare family anymore. They kind of got rid of all their graphics because of Cody leaving, obviously. They defeated the team of QT Marshall and Aaron Solo. Camarado tried to get involved on the outside, so Arn Anderson scared him away with a chair. So he didn't use his gun this time, he used a chair. Brock Anderson gets the pin on Solo after a spine buster. Good showing from Brock and Lee. Serena Deeb defeated Danny Moe very quickly with the Serenity Lock. Frankie Kazarian defeated the debuting Lucky Ali with the Crossface Chicken Wing. Red Velvet defeated the debuting Brittany Jade very quickly with Just Desserts. Red Velvet had a little bit of a different look here, looking a little bit more like Chun-Li from Street Fighter with the hair. The Best Friends, Trent Beretta and Chuck Taylor, defeated the workhorsemen of JD Drake and Anthony Henry. Trent's mom, Sue, was actually in the crowd with a happy birthday sign for him. And Mark Henry and Paul White were a little upset on commentary because Drake and Henry using the tag team name of the Workhorsemen, saying that's kind of disrespectful in a way, as Tony Schiavone tried to explain. They had that name for the indies for a couple years, which they did. Trent Beretta gets the pin on Henry. A really fun 8-minute match here with Drake and Henry getting a lot of offense in. Ruby Soho and Anna Jay defeated Diamante and Ashley Dumbois. Dumbois fresh off of her appearance on SmackDown as part of the Kiss Cam. The finish came when Dumbois tagged herself in. Diamante got a little upset at her, and Ruby hit her new finisher called the Destination Unknown on Dumbois for the pin, and then after the match, Diamante attacked Dumbois. And in the main event, Paul White left commentary to go have a match because this is his hometown of Columbia, South Carolina. So he defeated the big Austin Green, and he got a really good reaction, Paul White, that is. And he ends the match very quickly with a chokeslam. So cool to see him kind of like jump off the commentary and do a couple matches once in a while. We go to Tuesday's AEW Dark. This is from the Universal Studios tapings back in January. We have Ryan Nemeth defeated Chandler Hopkins with a neckbreaker. Sonny Kiss defeated JP Harlow kind of out of nowhere by hitting this new move where Sonny puts the opponent like in the corner and kind of hits him with an axe kick. Kind of came out of nowhere and got the pin. Commentary was a little surprised by that as well. Abaddon defeated the debuting Hyena Hera, who's from the Nightmare Factory. Abaddon gets the win very quickly with the Black Dahlia. Tiger Huas and Cesar Bononi defeated Luke Sampson and Guillermo Rojas. Ruas gets the pin on Rojas after Bononi hit him with a pump handle suplex, and then Ruas and Bononi kept attacking Rojas after the match. Lance Archer defeated Dean Alexander with the Blackout, followed by the EVD Claw. And in the main event, Allen Five Angels and 10 of the Dark Order defeated Aaron Solo and Nick Camarado of the Factory. Towards the end of the match, QT Marshall gets on the apron, and Negative One, who was there, he pantsed QT Marshall. So that was a little comedy spot at the end, and 10 makes Solo tap out with the full Nelson. This is actually the only match on the show that got any time. Very short episode of Dark here. We go to NXT UK. Zia Brookside defeated a male. The match ended when a male got attacked by this mystery woman who was on the outside, and then Brookside hit the Broken Wings for the win, and the mystery woman celebrates with Brookside, and it is revealed to be the former Lizzie Evo, who has appeared on Progress as well as ICW, and it looks like she'll be going by the name of Eliza Alexander here in NXT UK. Okay. We see the spooky video of Isla Dawn where she meets Miko. She has Miko's UK Women's Championship and says if Miko wants it back, she has to do what Isla asks for her. And then we see the UK roster hyping up next week's match between Roderick Strong and Isla Dragunov. Trent Seven defeated Ashton Smith with a roll-up while holding the tights, and Tyler Bate was ringside. He didn't seem too happy that he was able to win that way. A-Kid cuts a promo saying he's back at NXT UK and he's looking forward to his match with Teoman. We get a promo from Wild Boar where he's calling out Eddie Dennis and he can't wait to get his hands on him, and he starts destroying everything in the room. Backstage, Ashton Smith and Oliver Carter are pissed at Trent Seven on how he won, so Sid Scholar comes in and says that they'll have a discussion on how to handle this. The debuting Tate Mayfairs defeated Kenny Williams by countout. Mayfairs has appeared on Progress. Williams had the match won but decided to throw Mayfairs out of the ring, who ends up getting held by Sam Gradwell. And then Gradwell kind of just like corners Kenny Williams and he throws Mayfairs back in the ring, and he wins by countout in his first match here. Wolfgang had a little confrontation with Charlie Dempsey and DeFamilia as they have a match next week, and we have the sit-down interview with Isla Dragunov and Roderick Strong hyping up their match. And in the main event for the Heritage Cup, Noam Dar defeated Mark Coffey to retain. Dar gets the first fall in round two with a roll-up. Coffey gets the second fall in round three with a jumping kick. There's a bunch of confusion at the end with Shaw Samuels and Joe Coffey getting involved, but Noam Dar hits the Nova Rolla in round five for the pin and the win. We go to Impact Wrestling. This was the show that happened before the Multiverse of Matches. On Before the Impact, Black Taurus defeated Diener with the Powerball. Scott D'Amore starts the show telling Josh Alexander that he's going to strip Moose of the title due to his recent actions, but Alexander gets mad and tells him that to not do that, as he needs to be the one to take the title off of Moose. Jonathan Gresham defeated Kenny King with a figure four into a pinfall. Before the match, Gresham put out a challenge to Eddie Edwards for Rebellion, and after the match, Eddie Edwards attacks Gresham along with Kenny King until Rocky Romero comes out for the save. The Good Brothers defeated Johnny Swinger and Zicky Dice. This was Johnny Swinger's chump chump challenge, and Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows accept it. They end the match in under a minute, hitting the Magic Killer for the win. We see PCO in the parking lot screaming for Jonah as Jonah attacks him from behind. They end up attacking him with a sledgehammer, but PCO comes back and he slams a car door into Jonah's head before digging dirt on top of him. Josh Alexander defeated Madman Fulton very quickly with the ankle lock after the match. He didn't let go and he looked to have snapped Fulton's ankle. Gia Miller gets a word with Chelsea Green about what she did to Mickey James, and Matt Cardona joins in and talks about them being the power couple before meeting Mickey James and Nick Aldis at the Multiverse of Matches. We have a number one contenders knockouts battle royal with Rosemary winning. Also in this match was Havoc, Savannah Evans, Giselle Shaw, Lady Frost, Madison Rayne, Tennille Dashwood, Alicia Edwards, Jordan Grace, and Jesse McKay. Casey Lee of the Iconics Inspiration was on the outside because she's not medically cleared for this match. Tasha Steelz is on commentary. McKay at one point lands in Caleb's arms and is saved as the Influence gets eliminated before getting tossed out by Evans, and the final three end up being Rosemary, Frost, and Shaw, with Rosemary hanging onto the ropes as Shaw and Frost go over. Bhupinder Gujjar defeated Aiden Prince with his corner spear. Brian Myers, who's on commentary, gets attacked by W. Morrissey after him, but Myers is able to escape, and Morrissey puts Prince through the table with a powerbomb. Bacha Slamovich defeated Abby Jane extremely quickly with the snowplow. And in the main event, Chris Bay and Jay Way of the Bullet Club defeated the Motor City Machine Guns after Bay hit the Art of Finesse on Chris Sabin for the win. On NWA USA, Caprice Coleman from Ring of Honor makes his wrestling debut here in NWA, defeating Alex Taylor after the Holy Trinity suplexes. Natalia Markova defeated the debuting Riley with a double hook DDT. Riley also goes by Riley Rocket on the indies. And Mims versus AJ Kazana ended in a 10-minute time limit draw. On NWA's Power, Matt Cardona defeated Tim Storm in a non-title match after hitting three reboots in the corner. After the match, Cardona kept attacking Storm until Nick Aldis came out for the save. Mike Knox and VSK came out as well, and Aldis took out VSK as Mox saved Cardona. Pope came out and said that he's ready to cash in his title shot against Matt Cardona, but he didn't state when or where. Rhett Titus defeated Darius Lockhart by disqualification after he wouldn't stop punching in the corner, and the referee had to make the disqualification after giving him a 5-count. The Briscoes get interviewed backstage by Mae Valentine, where they said that they want a tag team title shot against La Rebellion. Kyle Davis was with Jack Stane and Chris Adonis, where Adonis challenged Dane to a master lock challenge in which Jack Stane denied. Trevor Murdoch defeated Garrison Reed very quickly in about 39 seconds with a pile driver, and after the match he was being interviewed. And then Aaron Stevens came out and tried to talk some sense into Murdoch, but he ends up getting punched in the face by Murdoch instead. Mae Valentine was backstage with Billy Corgan, kind of trying to get an update on everything, and Billy Corgan says that Rhett Titus will be getting a junior heavyweight title shot. Nick Aldis won't get a title shot after doing what he did tonight, and he thinks that he will put Pope's title shot on an episode of Power. He doesn't know when Murdoch will ask for his rematch with the world title, but he needs to do business with Matt Cardona so they can work together. And in the main event, we had a slam challenge between Tyrus and Scion that went to a no contest. So the rules here was that Scion had three chances to slam Tyrus, and if he did, he would get a TV title shot. But when he was going for the third attempt, Austin Idol, who was ringside, kind of whispered something in Scion's ear that got him looking all worried and confused. And then for some reason, Tyrus pushes the referee down, and the match is thrown out. So we didn't get a definitive slam here. We go to NXT Level Up, where Zion Quinn defeated Dante Chen with a running forearm that he calls a Samoan club. Kaden Carter defeated Tatum Paxley. This is actually Kaden's first singles match in over a year. Paxley looked pretty impressive here, about 6 minutes or so, but Carter gets the pin after hitting like this Death Valley driver into a leg drop. Pretty cool finisher. And then Damon Kemp, the brother of Gable Steveson here, defeated James Drake Zach Gibson tried to get involved, but Idris Enofe and Malik Blade came out to save Kemp, who rolls up Drake during this distraction for the win. New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong. We had JR Kratos and Black Tiger defeating Rocky Romero and Willie Utah, with Kratos pinning Romero after a side slam. Kratos gets on the mic after and talks trash about Tom Brady since they're in Florida, and he calls out Alex Coughlin, who comes out and he brawls with Kratos. Finn Juice defeated Jonah and Shane Haste, TMDK reuniting here. They win this match by disqualification. This is Shane Haste's New Japan Strong debut in his first match since leaving WWE. They all brawled outside before the bell even rang, and then the match ends in disqualification when Haste comes in and starts hitting Juice with a chair. And then after the match, Finn Juice challenges them to a six-man street fight at the Windy City Riot show in Chicago with TMDK and Bad Dude Tito, and Finn Juice will find themselves a partner for the match. And in the main event for the Strong Openweight title, Tom Lawler defeated Clark Connors after connecting a knee to the back of the head. And then Lawler cuts a promo after saying that it doesn't matter who the next challenger is, as Fred Rosser comes out and challenges him. But Lawler says, hell no, until Rosser can prove himself. On WWE main event, we had Veer Mahan possibly making his final main event match, as he has debuted on Raw. He defeats here Cedric Alexander by submission. And then Finn Balor making his main event debut defeated Apollo Crews with a coup de grace. The WWE Network editions of the week this week, there were none. So there goes that. If you want to hear more from me or read more from me, you can check out my coverage on postwrestling.com this week, where I reviewed shows starting with Bloodsport, which was great. I loved Jon Moxley and Biff Music. That was definitely my match of that show. The Mark Hitchcock Memorial Super Show. This was amazing. Speedball versus Bandito was probably maybe my match of the week. I mean, it's kind of tied there with FTR and the Briscoes, but I definitely enjoyed this match. But the entire Memorial Super Show was actually really fun. There was a crazy six-man match on there. The Dirty Dishes match. Team PCO versus Team Onita was fun. So yeah, definitely check that show out. I reviewed Ring of Honor Supercard of Honor. Like I said, they had Briscoes and FTR, but they also had Crash versus Bandito, which was great on there. The Multiverse of Matches, which I would definitely recommend. Shelley versus Speedball, Ishii versus Edwards was good on there. Jay White versus Chris Sabin. And I also have reports for NXT Stand and Deliver and both nights of WrestleMania. So if you want a little bit more coverage to go with you watching the shows, go ahead and check those out. That is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.